This morning we are so thankful that God is stronger because today we're going to be talking about those things that seem to overwhelm us, that can control us, that make us feel like we're in bondage to them and we have no hope. We are in the last stages of our Freedom in Christ series, and if you look over here, we're on step number 6 today, freedom overcomes bondage. And there are those things in our lives that become habits, and they're bad habits, the kind of habits where we express them, we sin, we confess to God, and then we find ourselves doing the same thing all over again. We sin again, we confess again, we sin again, we confess again, and then pretty soon we stop confessing and we just keep on with a path of that kind of sin. And that's where we find ourselves stuck, and that's what the word bondage represents for us today. We're going to be looking at God's Word in just a moment, but before we do, we are so glad to have Mary Jane Gears share with you a story of her walk with God, where He set her free from one of these places where she was stuck and in bondage and had lost hope that something could be different. And we've been asking throughout these weeks some folks who've gone through all 7 of these steps in what's called a freedom appointment. You know, we've been doing it week by week, one by one. And well, they did them all in a freedom appointment, which usually takes about 6 hours with an encourager helping you along the way and an intercessor praying for you at the same time. And it was there that God provided Mary Jane with some freedom that she's going to tell you about this morning. So Mary Jane's a visual learner, and so she's going to help you visually learn today, too, with some of her props here. But thanks, Mary Jane. And after Mary Jane shares her words with you today, we are also glad to have Laura and Sarah lead us in music and dance.
Good morning. Thank you for allowing me this great opportunity to boast on the Lord. He's such a good God, and I have such good news, and I just can't help but share it. So thank you. On October 13 of this past fall, 2012, I had a Freedom in Christ appointment. Like many of you, I suspect, I reasoned I didn't really need an appointment. But because I desired to be a volunteer for the Set Free Ministries, I had to make one. They required it, that you have your own appointment. And they also required the reading of a certain book called The Bondage Breaker by Neil Anderson. It was during these two processes, filling out the application and reading this book, that I began to have an even deeper understanding and hope regarding certain Bible verses about freedom in Christ. And I began to have that hope that maybe, the Lord could set me free from a couple little, like I like to think of them, little claws of the evil one on my heart. Over the years, the faces and the names of frustrating, annoying, hurtful people have changed in my life. But one thing that has stayed the same was my reaction to them. Typically, I would fuss and stew and just get mentally obsessed about how their behaviors and comments were affecting me. And I found myself thinking some unpleasant thoughts, such as, he, she will never change and just continue to hurt you. Protect yourself. You do not deserve their criticism. Distance yourself. No matter what you do, it won't be good enough. Let her go. You will not convince him that this is important to you. Depend on yourself. Someone should set her straight. Give her a piece of your mind. He isn't trustworthy. Don't ever trust him again. You will never be good enough for her. you will never be important enough for him. Protect yourself. Protect yourself. Protect yourself. I hated how these thoughts, and I know they were from the evil one, but I hated how they stole my time, stole my mental time. I hated how they robbed me of joy and just seemed to like build walls between myself and others. But it didn't matter how many godly sermons I heard about the topic or read articles about or read Bible verses about or prayed about. I couldn't seem to break that bondage. And I just resolved that this is part of life. Accept it. Things will never change. Then I had my appointment. Now, my appointment wasn't just with two women in a Grand Rapids office for 7 hours. It was most undeniably with the Holy Spirit in a way I had never experienced before. Lies were exposed, deception was exposed, walls were taken down. The two main truths that were exposed to me during my appointment, and there were a lot of them, but the two main ones, was that I had made the approval of other people my idol. My idol. And that my self-protection, those vows I made to protect myself, were sin. Was sin. So, I began to renounce those deceptions. Out loud. And it took a while. I confessed the sins of self-defensiveness, pride, arrogance, just self-defensiveness and self-protection. And it was as if the evil one fled. The good news is God demolished the walls that day. God is so, so much bigger than we give him credit for, isn't he? That day, that appointment, it's really hard to explain. I think of the man, the blind man in the book of John who was before the Pharisees and they're questioning him, you know, how is it, you know, who is this Jesus guy? What did he do to you? And the guy just said, you know what? I don't know. I don't know exactly who he is. All I know is that I was blind, and now I see. And that's about all I can say about this appointment. It's so hard to put into words. The Spirit speaks to you in the most personal, exactly what you need to hear way, unlike anything else. It's amazing. I have to say, since the appointment, my life truly has been changed. I remember thinking, right after the appointment and days following, that it's a new day. I just remember thinking, this is a new day. I felt cleaner, like Denise's floors. She spoke a few weeks ago about a spiritual cleansing and just this perfect mopping effect of your spirit and your soul. I felt cleaner, I felt lighter, I felt freer than ever before. And at the same time, I felt grounded, more grounded and secure and at peace than I ever dreamed possible. The good news is that now, since this appointment, you know, judgments and criticisms still come. Some people haven't changed, maybe never will. But the good news is I have. God has changed me by his grace. The good news is that I don't get defensive. I don't have to protect myself. I remember the truth. My Lord is 100% my shield, my defender, my protector. He does that job perfectly, unlike myself. And it's such an awesome freedom. It's such a great way to live. And I also remember that God is a jealous God, and he detests idols. And when I make another people and their approval of me my idol, it's not good for me. It's not good for my relationship with Christ. So I remember those truths. And, you know, the other part of the good news, too, is no one's on my hook anymore. And that, too, is great, great freedom. Instead, what's amazing is when those frustrating comments or behaviors come your way, what I'm finding myself doing instead of getting defensive is recognizing some of the bondage that that person might be in. And I find myself going to God in prayer for them and defending them instead of myself before his throne. So, I just got to say, you know, the Lord's been redeeming me my whole life. This appointment was one huge step in that process, and I trust he will continue to redeem me. And we can be so thankful for that. Will you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, you are such a great and awesome God. You give us hope when there seems to not be any hope. You have power and authority over the evil one in each and every one of our lives and in each and every area of our lives. Lord, I confess that there was a time in my life where I didn't give you enough credit. I didn't recognize that power and authority for how big and how sure it is over the evil one. I pray for each and every person here, Lord, that they will know that truth, that they will bring what's hopeless in their life to you and watch you work a miracle in their heart and in their minds and in their souls. Lord, thank you so much for your redemption. You're an amazing God. We love you. Amen.
Seems like all I could see was the struggle. Haunted by a ghost that lived in my past. Bound up in shackles of all my failures. Wondering how long is this gonna last? Then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting, hey, fight, it's already been won. I am set me free, so I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be, 'cause I am redeemed. I'm redeemed. I have been called unworthy, named by the voice of my shame and regret. But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head, I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. Set me free, so I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be, because I don't have to be. The old girl inside of me, 'cause her day is long dead and gone. Because I've got a new name, a new life, I'm not the same, and a hope that will carry me home. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be, 'cause I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. Oh God, I'm not who I used to be. Jesus, I'm not who I used to be. 'Cause I am redeemed. Thank God, redeemed.